From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Thursday, March 3rd. Coming up, former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan has been indicted on federal charges. We'll hear more in today's headlines, then discuss it with NPR Illinois' State House editor Hannah Meisel. That conversation is coming up in just a few minutes. The former House Speaker potentially faces decades in prison if he's convicted of alleged racketeering. That's according to U.S. Attorney John Lausch, who announced federal charges against Madigan yesterday. Mariah Wolfel reports.
Lausch announced a 22-count indictment that accuses Madigan of leading, for nearly a decade, a criminal enterprise
whose purpose was to enhance Madigan's political power and financial well-being while also generating income for his political allies and associates.
The charges stem from an alleged bribery scheme with ComEd executives, who in 2020 admitted to hiring Madigan's cronies in exchange for influence over legislation.
Unfortunately, this type of criminal conduct drastically undermines the public's confidence in our government.
In a statement, Madigan said the government is, quote, attempting to criminalize a routine constituent service of job recommendations.
Mariah Wolfel reporting. Illinois Democrats say they're focused on the future following the indictment of the former speaker. But House Minority Leader Jim Durkin does not want to forget the past yet, noting Madigan held a huge amount of power that he says Democrats enabled.
This is not just an indictment against Michael Madigan, but it's an indictment against the Democrat Party of Illinois that he ran for decades.
Democratic House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch does not see it that way, noting that he is now speaker.
People stood on courage and made a decision to go in a new direction. The process played out, the process worked. There's a new speaker here, and we're moving forward.
Welch led a legislative panel in 2020 that investigated Madigan's dealings with Commonwealth Edison. It disbanded after 4 months without answering if Madigan's conduct was, quote, unbecoming of a legislator. Elsewhere, a network of legal aid groups across Illinois is hoping to expand. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, the network is asking for more state money to do so.
The University YMCA in Champaign is one of the nonprofits providing free legal aid thanks to the Illinois Access to Justice Network. Zoe Foote directs immigration legal services at the Y's New American Welcome Center.
We regularly hear from folks, I mean, everywhere from Carbondale to Springfield to Peoria to, you know, some smaller towns just outside of the county too, where they're making the trip of 2 to 3 hours to see us, to work with us, because there's no one in their communities.
Foote and others in the Illinois Access to Justice Network are asking legislators to double what's budgeted for the group, so small nonprofits in these legal aid deserts can join too. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, more on the indictment of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. We'll discuss it with NPR Illinois State House editor Hannah Meisel coming up next on 217 Today.
The new PBS documentary Riveted, The History of Jeans, reveals the fascinating and surprising history of blue jeans, an iconic American garment. The film explores the roots of blue jeans and slavery and their connection to the Wild West, the civil rights movement, rock and roll, high fashion, and hip hop. Stream this and other historical documentaries as a friend of WILL. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A federal grand jury has indicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan on racketeering and bribery charges. Madigan left office a year ago under the cloud of a federal investigation, but there were no charges until this week. NPR Illinois' State House editor Hannah Meisel spoke with Sean Crawford about the indictment.
It is a 106-page, 22-count indictment. You know, it alleges a lot of the same things that we have already known from related investigations, the kind of drip, drip, drip that we've seen over the last several years here in Illinois. It alleges that Mike Madigan used his many positions. You know, we have to recall that he wasn't just House Speaker. He was also chair of the Democratic Party of Illinois. You know, his longest served position is Democratic Committeeman of Chicago's 13th Ward, and he is built, you know, obviously quite the political operation out of, you know, his southwest side corner of the world there in Chicago. And also his position as co-chair of his property tax focused law firm. The feds allege that Madigan used all of these positions to enrich him and to enrich, you know, those loyal to him. And the feds called it a criminal enterprise.
So what has been the reaction that we've heard so far from the various corners of state government?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge day in Illinois politics, one that certainly a lot of people thought would never come. So, you know, we've had reaction from all corners of the political world, you know, reaction from Republicans. You know, if we, you know, rewind to 2020, Meg Madigan being named in that ComEd deferred prosecution agreement as public official A, it breathes new life into a very old story here in Illinois politics that corruption is the name of the game. This is reaction from House Minority Leader Jim Durkin, Republican from suburbs.
We were stymied at every turn by those who would rather protect Mike Madigan than reform our state. For those Democrats who protected Michael Madigan at the Special Investigation Committee, history will not be kind to you.
And what Durkin's talking about there is this group that was convened in the fall of 2020 to, you know, look into whether Madigan had done anything, conduct that's unbecoming of a legislator. It's kind of a squishy term. This, it ended in nothing really happening. You know, the committee that was stacked with Democrats who were very loyal to Madigan didn't end up doing anything. But, you know, Republicans have been able to use this Madigan issue, this corruption issue, in a variety of ways for years now, and certainly this breathes new life into it. But, you know, Democrats too, I mean, if we recall, it was the only reason that Mike Madigan is not still a speaker for his historic 19th term right now, is because Democrats in his own caucus that he spent decades building, you know, stood up to him. So this is one of them. This is State Representative Kelly Cassidy of Chicago.
This is about Speaker Madigan and what he did and to what extent he influenced the culture of this building. The first thing you do when you get cancer is you cut out the cancer. Then you treat what happened afterwards.
And we want to point out Madigan has not been convicted at this point. These are just allegations. But I think this, the last few years have really tarnished what was always known as sort of that Madigan mystique, you know, that he was always in charge, that he was always in control, and that he had his finger on the pulse of what was going on. He wasn't going to be caught unprepared. That really makes these charges, I think, even more shocking, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Madigan famously did not use email, cell phone. You know, he preferred talking on the phone, talking face-to-face, as little record as possible, honestly. But, you know, throughout this entire investigation, we've seen that folks that were surrounding Mike Madigan, like Mike McLean, a longtime confidant and top lobbyist for ComEd, House Democrat, who served alongside Madigan decades ago, it was him who was rather sloppy, honestly, and, you know, put a lot of things in writing that, you know, I'm sure Madigan thinks about a lot, you know, things that Mike McLean has put in writing. Mike McLean, by the way, indicted alongside of Madigan on Wednesday. McLean faces other charges in a related case when he was charged alongside other former ComEd lobbyists and officials in November of 2020.
Hannah Meisel is the State House editor for NPR Illinois. She spoke with Sean Crawford. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy and colder today with a chance of flurries and a high of 40 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Mariah Wolfel, Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, and Hannah Meisel. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.